darlings. Welcome to the Reawaken You podcast with me, your host, Kate Parker. This is the spot for all things to wake you up, to step outside of the status quo, create new thoughts and build new beliefs. I want to wake women up to go after their desires, their goals and dreams, and to become the most powerful version of themselves by stepping out from underneath the patriarchy. Let's go, beautiful. Hi, darlings. It's late at night here, and I honestly didn't know if I would get this podcast out in time this week. Oh my God. Things have been full on at work, but here I am showing up for what's important. And this is such an important episode because I would just love to see everyone in the world obtain what I am about to talk about. So inspiration from this podcast comes from the most interesting places, you know. I get inspired by, you know, different thoughts and conversations and, you know, anyway, I was having a chat with my friend the other day about quatrefoils. And if you don't know what one is, have a look at my logo for Reawaken. That's got two quatrefoils in it within the two circles. Quatrefoils are found in nature, architecture and in design themes all over the world. Personally, I love them and I find them so beautiful. I was quite taken with them as a young girl because I used to find them looking at buildings where I grew up, which had a lot of Gothic architecture. They've got huge symbolism all over the world, including luck, like the four-leaf clover. But I don't really want to even talk about quatrefoils. What I want to talk to you about today is the Japanese philosophy or concept of ikigai. And you might be wondering how on earth the two of these are related. Well, in ikigai, it's got a diagram of four circles and they're interlinked together as a Venn diagram. And that represents four areas. And how are they related? Well, quatrefoils look quite similar to the ikigai Venn diagram. So, the philosophy is that if all four areas of this diagram are met, then you have ikigai. So what is it? What is ikigai? Well, this is where things get beautifully interesting. This is a concept I learnt briefly about during my coaching certification, and I have been fascinated by it since. So before I get really into this, because, you know, we're going to go nuts here. I need to tell you, I've created a resource to support this podcast and you to help find your own ikigai. And it's linked in the show notes. So make sure you download a copy because you're going to want it by the time I'm done with this episode. I guarantee it. Okay, get ready because I'm about to blow your mind on why you need this in your life. Ikigai, it's spelt I-K-I-G-A-I, right? It's a Japanese concept that combines the terms iki, meaning alive or life, and gai, meaning benefit or worth. And when you combine these terms, it means that which gives your life worth, meaning, or purpose. Ikigai is about finding joy in life through purpose or being content with one's existence. Mind-blowing, right? In Japan, it's believed that everyone has an ikigai, a reason to jump out of bed in the morning. The concept is linked to longevity and is thought to contribute to high life expectancy, especially in regions like Okinawa. I don't know if you watch that show on Netflix about the Blue Zones. Okinawa was one of the places that they talked about with a high population of centenarians. And they believe that this is attributed to the practice of ikigai. Of course, when I watched this, my mind like lit up because I actually knew something that they were talking about. If you haven't watched it or read about the Blue Zones research, It's fascinating, absolutely fascinating. And I guarantee you will get a lot out of it. So discovering one's ikigai involves a search for what you love, which is your passion, what the world needs, which is your mission, what you are good at, which is your vocation, and what you can be paid for, which is your profession. And where these four elements intersect, that's where your ikigai is found. Can you even imagine this? Have you even found yours yet? Ikigai is also associated with mental and emotional health and well-being. So engaging in activities that bring ikigai is said to contribute to overall well-being and a life well-lived. And I'm going to get into all these things quite shortly. So the pursuit of ikigai, it's personal and it can be found in everyday activities, and it's not just grand achievements. It's about appreciating small joys and being present within the moment. And what I love the most about ikigai is that its entire concept is about living congruently with who you are as a person and bringing that through into all of the things you love and you cherish in the world. It's ultimate authenticity, both within yourself, your purpose, and how you contribute to the world around you. Can you even imagine like waking up every single day truly excited about the things that you're doing? Can you imagine what that feels like, what that energy feels like? Can you imagine being so immersed in the work that you're doing and so passionate about it that time just slips on by and before you know it, it's dinner time and you suddenly have to come back to the real world and feed the kids? Can you feel what it would feel like to do something that benefits other people in the world? I've got friends that say to me, I don't know how you can work 40 hours a week at your job and then you come home at night or on the weekends and you just continue working in your coaching business. And it's the same answer for me every time. Working in my coaching business gives me energy in untold ways. I absolutely thrive in this space, and I do truly believe I have found my ikigai in this work that I do. I actually think I might have found it twice in my lifetime. There is the now with my coaching work, but there's also this other time. And that was when I was writing novels and they were published. The publishing side wasn't as much fun, right? But the writing and connecting with people over them, well, that was just like next level. If I didn't publish those books, then I wouldn't have made money from them and they wouldn't have provided people with a bit of fun entertainment. Yeah, putting myself out there, you know, it's scary. But if you don't, then it's all just a hobby to make yourself feel good. This is one of the reasons why I launched the Reawaken Quarterly magazine this year. I could have kept that magazine to myself and never launched it. But in doing that work, it's a huge trifecta for me because it brings in my love of design, my love of writing, and my love of coaching. And my biggest reason for that was that it's a resource to help people. They might be financially struggling to access coaching advice and support, or it could be people that just love a good magazine-styled book. You know, they might not even want or need formal coaching, but they do want to continue working on themselves. And this is just something for everyone to access. Even my daughter likes to look at it. Oh my God. I mean, it's probably because of the pictures, but she's always so keen to just put in a few of her thoughts as well. And do I make money from it? No. But I absolutely love doing it, and it adds to my suite of what Reawaken Coaching does for the world and for the world around me. Having ikigai brings a profound sense of fulfillment and purpose. And so now I'm going to talk about how it impacts your feelings and improves your life. So it gives you a sense of purpose. With ikigai, you wake up each day with a clear understanding of why you want to do what you do. This sense of purpose drives motivation, and it gives meaning to your daily activities. Can you imagine what this feels like? Can you imagine waking up so damn excited to start your day because you've got such a clear direction of what you truly love? 6 a.m. out of bed, not a problem. It's a lot different to waking up to go to work, where you have to go and work with difficult people, or sit in meetings all day, or have your projects delayed because someone is having another thought about it. You know, I'm just going to sidetrack here for a quick tick, all right? I know people, and I've also been the person who ties their identity, you know, ties their identity to what they do for a job. And suddenly when your job is gone, either like being through let go or restructures or the economy or COVID or whatever, they suddenly don't know who they are anymore. I've been in that position. You've probably been in that position. You've probably got family and friends who have been in that position. And these people, they work so hard all the years, you know, all the years. They pay their tax, they work hard for 35 years, and then they suddenly hit retirement, and all they want to do is go back to work. Because they don't know who they are without it. They might have hated their job, but their identity is still tied to that job. And now that they're retired, they're no longer an accountant or a lawyer or an advisor or a doctor or whatever, right? Or the executive. No. It's suddenly just them, and they don't know who they are anymore. Can you imagine what these people would be like if they had found their ikigai? Can you imagine having a life purpose that is tied to you, your authenticity, and who you are as a person? Not you being tied to the job, because the job is not you? Can you imagine having those things? All the things that you love, the things that you're good at, things that you think the world needs, and things that can actually bring in an income. You have a purpose. You've got direction. You probably wouldn't even retire like those people in Okinawa. They're still working at 100 years old because they truly love what they do, and it's part of their life force. I know, it's a big concept and it's so cool. So it also increases happiness and satisfaction. When you engage and activities that align with your ikigai, it brings you joy and it brings you contentment. Because doing what you love and what you're good at, it contributes to society and you can earn a living and it creates balance and a fulfilling life. Can you imagine what it's like to find something in your world that you feel so damn satisfied with? Yes, Queen, sign me up. Right? Sign you up. Let's sign everybody up to this. Because you want to spend your time on the things that you love and that are important to you as a person, as yourself. You want to feel that sense of pride in what you do, what you create, and the people you support. It could be anything, but it is intrinsically tied to you as a person, who you are. Different things make different people happy and satisfied. I know with myself, I just love diving into things. You know, I love just getting my headphones on. I've got music playing. I'm achieving things that feed my soul. And that's where the happiness and satisfaction happens. Your soul is fed from what you are doing. It reduces stress and anxiety, because knowing your purpose can reduce uncertainty and stress. Why? Because it provides a stable foundation, which helps you navigate life's challenges more calmly and with more resilience. If you have your ikigai, imagine how much easier it would be to say no to stuff that you don't want to do, or no to stuff that is not in alignment with who you are, and you don't feel guilty about it. If you have your ikigai, your stress and anxiety, it comes in a completely different package. Right? It's a completely different style of stress and anxiety. Do I get stress and anxiety in my business? Yes, of course I do. I'm human. But the way I approach it is completely different to the stress and anxiety I might have in my day job. Why? Because in my business, I'm at the wheel. In my workplace, there are people above me and government agencies that are at the wheel. It's a complete, these are completely different kettles of fish. Stress and anxiety in my business are more like problems that I need to solve, and it's always some sort of learning curve that I'm on. If I could just stop what I'm doing, I mean, you know, that is always an option. It's the same with my job, I could just stop that. But that's not who I am. I'm the biggest stubborn ass you'll probably ever come across. My mum, like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm telling this. But she says, I'm not stubborn, I'm tenacious. Right? I mean, it does make me laugh because I am so stubborn. And I've got a niece who's just as stubborn as I am, and she's like only 3. But I do know that I've got some pretty high standards. Okay, and sometimes I create my own stress and anxiety because of that, you know. And I just need to take a step back and breathe for a minute before I look at how I can solve whatever it is that is really pissing me off. Having ikigai in what I do, it allows me to think so much more strategically about what I'm doing. I get big picture thinking. I'm thinking, why am I stressing about this one tiny little podcast or this tiny little graphic or this tiny little issue when the work I'm doing has a much bigger impact overall? So taking a step back, looking at the big picture, you know, the little things that piss you off, that stress you out, that cause you anxiety, are they really going to have such a big impact in the long term? It increases focus and flow. When you're involved with something that matches your ikigai, you are more likely to experience a state of flow where you're so deeply immersed and fully engaged in your work, and this leads to greater productivity and satisfaction. I should do a podcast on flow one of these days. And I should tell you about how to get into it with Kate's Speed of Light process, because I can get into it very quickly. My poor work colleagues, they hear me bang on about flow all the time. So perhaps if I do a podcast on it one day, I can just direct people to my thoughts on it. But flow is epic. Oh my God. When you're in it, it's so beautiful, and it's like you feel so energized and you're achieving things and you feel this deep, deep satisfaction that you just can't get anywhere else. Believe me, I mean, I get so fucking annoyed when my state of flow is interrupted. And this is usually when I start talking to my work colleagues about the importance of it. Those poor bastards. But focus and flow, it is one of my superpowers, and it's not something that came easily to me as a child, but it is something that I really had to develop my skills in. And when I'm being creative, it's so much easier to fall into. When it's something technical or highly complex, it can take me a minute or two and usually quite a strong cup of coffee to help, and maybe a quick dance party in my living room, or, you know, a quick walk around my, you know, the street my work is on, or whatever. But usually it takes me a minute. I've got to get my head into gear. All right. So ikigai can also improve your health. Okay. So I don't know much about this, but studies have shown that having a purpose in life is associated with better physical health, including lowering the risks of cardiovascular diseases and improving immune function. I would say this is probably due to lowering stress and anxiety in your life, but I'm not an expert. And I'm sure there's like research out there on the internet and all that sort of stuff that does actually state this. But I do know that the people of Okinawa will attest to living longer due to it, since they have such a strong sense of ikigai and they're living longer and healthier lives. I mean, these guys are centenarians. They're living to over 100. They're practicing ikigai every single day. It is part of their life. So why wouldn't you do this? It can help you build stronger relationships. And by can, I mean it will. And I'm saying that because I'm evidence of it. Pursuing your ikigai can lead to deeper connections with others who share similar passions and values. It can create a supportive community and enhance your social well-being. Imagine being surrounded with people who are just as passionate about the things that you love as you are. I found this in the writing community and it was like such a beautiful space to be in. And I made lifelong friends in there and I absolutely love them. One of the friends I made is one of my bestest friends in the whole wide world. And I'm so thankful I've got her in my life because, you know, she's one of the first people I talk to when I need to check myself. She's the person I talk to when I'm brainstorming ideas, right? She's the person who is there if I just need to download. And I'm the same person for her. If it weren't for me diving headfirst into the writing community, we probably would have passed each other by like ships, you know? And I can't imagine my life without her or my world without her in it. And you don't even want to know about the relationships I've built in the coaching world. I have monthly dates, and these are like unbreakable dates. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are major unbreakable date commitments. I'm not in a relationship with someone else. I'm in a relationship with myself. But my God, I will not break these dates if I can help it. With my mastermind crew, these women, oh my God, we literally spend hours together on Zoom and we go through and we talk about all the things. It's not just about coaching. It's about who we are as the incredible women we are. It's about who we want to become. It's about our hopes and dreams, all the things that we struggle with. And you know what? We've only known each other for, I don't know, 6-7 months, but we've built the most beautiful friendship between us. And we talk most days in our group chats and in our communal space online, and we celebrate and we cry. I mean, I cannot believe it. I've cried. I mean, I think I'm a bit of a hard ass sometimes, but I have cried in front of these women on camera, and there's no judgment. And we light each other up in ways that we kind of never expected to find. We found our little circle. Ikigai can also enhance your productivity and success because when your work aligns with your ikigai, you're more likely to excel and achieve success. That makes perfect sense, right? That's perfect sense making right there. This alignment, it fosters dedication and it's in a strong work ethic, which often leads to career advancement and personal achievement. I'm sure you know of people who absolutely love what they do. Of course you do. I mean, like, you know me, you're listening to this, but you will know of other people in your life as well who are like this. You see their work ethic. It blows your mind because you're like, you cannot even imagine loving something so damn much that you just keep going hard all the time. And not only that, they're good at it. Like, really good at it. And they make money from it. And they're so damn satisfied. I'm here to tell you, darling, that if you just do a little bit of reflection, okay, not a little bit, maybe a little bit more than a little bit, but you can get into that zone too. And isn't that like just the juiciest damn thought? Like, it's so good, right? I mean, that's so juicy. If you know there is evidence out there that if other people can do this, you can do this too. There is nothing to stop you from doing this. Nothing. The only person who can stop you doing this is you. and it's available to you. And you can have it too. You just got to do the do. Okay, anyway. Anyway. It can give you a sustainable living model. Now, what do I mean by this and how do I mean and what is it? Because Ikigai encourages a balanced approach to life as it integrates your personal passions with professional responsibilities and with your authenticity. It's you. And I'm talking about you at your core. This balance, if you have it, I want to tell you that you're never going to experience burnout, but you might, okay? Because we can all experience burnout. But having Ikigai can help you to prevent it. But more importantly, it promotes your own long-term well-being. You've got purpose, you've got passion, you've got income, and desire to do something that is all about filling your own well-being pot, as well as doing something that is so fulfilling. And finally, my favorite subject, legacy. It contributes to your legacy, to that world around you. Knowing that your work positively impacts and contributes to the greater good creates your legacy. This is not only enriching your life, but it leaves behind a lasting impact of what you've done on your community, on the world. So having Ikigai, it enhances your emotional, psychological, physical, and social well-being, and it leads to a more fulfilling, balanced, and meaningful life. It integrates your passions, your skills, your social needs, your financial sustainability, and it fosters a holistic approach to living. Ikigai is not just a cultural concept, but it's a way of living that emphasizes a balanced, purposeful, and fulfilling life. Like, it encourages us as humans to find that harmony in our daily pursuits, to contribute to our community while we are nurturing our own passions and talents. There's a lot of books out there, and the internet is full of tools and exercises available to guide you through to find yours. But, you know, to save you some time, because this is a full service podcast, to get you started, I've linked an Ikigai workbook. All right. And in it, I do show you what it looks like. I show you what the circles mean, what the intersections look and feel like. And I provide you with a bunch of questions for you to answer to help you to find your own Ikigai. That's awesome, right? And let me know what you find out about yourself. I want to know. Give me some feedback. Tell me all about it. Flick me an email. Send me a message. Drop me a DM. Slide right on in there with your little Ikigai like things. You know, I want to know. And I'll see you on the next episode. Before you go, did you know that I have a quarterly magazine? In it, I talk about all things, and the best part is, it's free. To subscribe, I've put the link into the show notes. Also, if you want access to the Reawaken Woman Manifesto, this is a thing that you can print and put somewhere so you see it every single day. Well, that link, it's in the show notes too. See you next time.